Fantastic, doesn't it? So all you Zoom people, I might just step back a little bit here so I'm not in their face so much. Okay. So I'm just going to touch for 5 minutes or so on the topic of servanthood. And in Mark 10:43 it said, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." You see, Jesus defines true greatness when he says, if you want to be great, you must be a servant. It's impossible. It's impossible to achieve greatness in the kingdom of God and live for yourself. You must serve other people. And God measures greatness in service, not status. He measures greatness not in how many people serving you, but how many people you serve. It's the total opposite of our culture, which is, if you've got lots of people doing lots of things for you, wow, you must be great. But no, God measures by how many people you are serving or helping. Jesus' disciples were in an argument at one point. Who will be the greatest in the kingdom? It should be me. No, it should be me. But God measures by serving. And Jesus said to them, he interrupted them and said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you must be a servant. So to be like Jesus is to be a servant, because he called himself a servant. He said, I've come to serve. So know what your gift is and use your gift to serve the Lord, because every one of you have in your DNA a very being of a gift that God has given you to serve in the kingdom for other people. And to serve God is by serving those that he loves. And he says in Galatians 6:10, therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Wow. Jesus washed people's feet. He healed children. He cooked breakfast for his disciples. What a beautiful ministry he had. He just didn't perform miracles, signs and wonders before multitudes, but he served. He touched and served lepers. Nothing was beneath him or too low for him. Real servants are faithful. They don't leave a job half done. They don't quit until it's done, until they're finished. They are faithful. Real servants keep a low profile because self-promotion and servanthood don't mix. Many people start out as a servant in the shadows and then end up in being a celebrity. But Jesus never did that, and Paul never did that. The greater they became, the more of a servant they became. And many people become addicted to the attention because the spotlight can blind you. But the hidden parts of the body, the hidden parts are the most important parts of the body. And it's the same of the body of Christ. It's the hidden parts of a church ministry that makes it powerful and useful. People who serve in the shadows, not in the spotlight. It's the people that make ministry happen. The unseen, they give, they pray, they serve, and they make ministry happen. And Jesus said, the Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. This is greatness. And in the book of Colossians, it says, throw yourself into the work of the kingdom and work for the master, because it's not a waste of time or effort. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves it's for the Lord that we work. As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. And when you understand that servanthood stands out in the scriptures because Jesus began inviting Peter, James and John and the disciples to follow him to spread the good news of the kingdom, he was making a strategic decision. He did not say, I'm going to build this mighty kingdom as a solo act. He could have. He was everything. He was the whole package. But he said, I'm going to use an army of volunteers and people who love to serve and who will deploy their particular gift and use it in the kingdom of God. It will not be a place where people will sit and consume, but a place where they will come and get stirred up by the Holy Spirit, hear the teaching, and then something in them clicks with a spirit of amazing gratitude because Jesus saved a wretch like me. And then you want to give back and you want to tell others to be part of something that reaches others. Jesus could have built his ministry with fundraisers and marketing, and it could have caused him to have hundreds and hundreds of employees and a worldwide organization, but he didn't do it that way. He said, if I'm going to advance the kingdom, primarily it will be done on the shoulders of volunteers and servants. In Acts 2, at the beginning of the church, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, it was unpaid workers who went to build the kingdom of God. And Paul felt so strongly about volunteering that he said, I myself am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that spread right through the New Testament. Whatever you can do, do it, because we all have something to do and something to give. If it's a greeting, a smile, if you have administration gifts, use them, or technical support, cleaning or marketing or cooking or helping or looking after children. It may even be that you have a financial gift, that you have the ability to go and work and bring finances into the kingdom. It may be that you are great at encouraging people, but everybody can do something. And when we were setting up the manger the other day, I asked Andy and Sue if they would help. And Sue has had a bit of a bad back, and I said, Sue, just stand down there and just direct us. Well, I found out that Andy has a gift. He did all this. He set it up. It had to be to the measurement, and the lamb had to sit here and that had to go there. And I'm like, wow, I think you should be my stage production manager, Andy, because I found something that Andy was really good at. And he wanted to help, and he was there and he was ready and he was willing. So thank you. And this is all him. It's awesome. And these people, we're going to have mansions in heaven, because this is ministering unto the Lord. That's what this is. And Jesus sees this, and it's important to him. And so again, I would like to say thank you to all those in this house that serve and volunteer, because without this, we wouldn't be running a church like we are. I thank you because you responded to the Holy Spirit's prompting and calling. So thank you to each and every one of you. Someone has to do it, don't they? And Jesus said, if you just give someone a cup of water in my name and smile, you're building the kingdom. Last week we had someone come to the church through the service that had no food. They were in need of things. So Steve got together. There were pantry girls weren't here, and we sent Graham out and equipped him with some food and things that he needed. That's who we are, to help those who need us. That's what we do. And God is pleased. But it takes all of you to make this church what it is and to function. And understand that it's a spiritual gift. Helps and ministry are spiritual gifts. You are being spiritual. You are spiritual people. We think that spiritual gifts are just signs and wonders and prophecy and tongues. But no, these are listed in the Bible of the ministry of helps. So jump in, jump on board. We may be small in number here, but every person who serves in any way is valued, and God sees it. And this church would not exist if it were not for you volunteering and serving. And something powerful happens in any of these ministries when you serve and get involved, instead of just being consuming. Because Jesus is worthy of all, and it's his kingdom that we're building, and he deserves the glory. So on that note,